This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
It seems like fire is the hot topic right now, literally around the region. So many fires burning in Oregon. We want to check on the Diamond Complex. That's on the Diamond Lake Ranger District of the Umpqua National Forest. Molly Allen, one of the folks up there working on that, public information. Molly, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you bet. We want to get more about this. Of course, it's an hour and a half away from us, but people are concerned with the fire situation in the region. So many fires burning around Oregon right now, particularly east of the Cascades. But talk about the Diamond Complex and the effort. What's going on up there?
Sure. Well, you're not wrong. We definitely are having a lot of fire activity in the region. The Diamond Lake Complex, currently we are managing 23 fires within that complex. Most of them are pretty small in size, but we do have some larger fires that are part of that complex, and we're working hard to get those situated.
How many folks are up there working on the fires?
So currently we have 276 personnel on our incident. And, you know, a lot of the nationally there's a lot of fire, regionally there's a lot of fire, and resources are quite scarce. So we have a little bit of fluctuation, and we're working on prioritizing those fires that are larger. And as we get more resources, we can strategize on getting some of those smaller ones taken care of.
So when we talk on the larger side, what are some of the larger ones you're dealing with on the complex?
So the largest one we have right now is the Pine Bench Fire, and this morning that one is 1,334 acres currently. We also have the Trail Fire, which is the closest one to the Diamond Lake area, 820 acres, and the Lamolo Lake Fire, which is at 423. The rest of the fires are probably 100 acres or less.
These are spread over a pretty big area geographically, right?
Yes. So we had a big lightning bust on July 16th, and that's why we've kind of been adding more fires as we're able to get infrared flights, as we're able to get eyes on the ground to investigate some of those hot spots. So we're seeing, you know, the distance between some of those larger fires is 20 or 30 mile region. So we're seeing a lot of that activity.
Now, did you guys were you impacted by the Saturday night Sunday thunderstorms that we had around here around the Roseburg area?
We definitely had some weather coming in Sunday night. It was quite windy. So that was, you know, fueling some of that fire activity. Definitely some of those new starts were able to, you know, become more visible because of those winds. And that is something moving forward, especially today into tomorrow, that is a concern, is we have forecasted higher winds. So we might have some increased fire activity because of that.
How far away are some of these firefighters coming from?
So we have mostly the folks that are on our incident are regional to the northwest. However, because the resources are so strapped, you know, we have another complex that's closer to Roseburg, the Homestead Complex, that's being managed by the Great Basin Team 5. To the north of us, we have a team that's coming in from North Carolina. So really, we could have firefighters from all over the country.
And what do you do in terms of firefighter safety in these incidents? How do you keep people safe?
So firefighter safety, public safety, that is our number one priority. So we are always making sure that when we are making our plan for the day, that safety is at the top of that. We have safety line officers that are out there on the fire line making sure. We want to make sure if there's a weather incident coming that everyone's, you know, keep your head on a swivel. You're making sure that you have your situational awareness, that you're getting good rest, that we're taking care of our firefighters. That is really our number one priority, making sure that we want all these folks to come back safe every day.
Now, are all the folks working up there, are they Forest Service or do you have other agencies as well?
A lot of these incident teams are a mix of, Bureau of Land Management, Forest Service, We have a bunch of regional folks from the forest that come and help, as well as just individuals that are part of our team. So it could be from a bunch of different federal agencies or private citizens as well.
And talk about the behind-the-scenes things, work like you're doing and others. What kinds of things happen not directly on the fire front?
So it definitely takes a village to manage these fires. So we have a great team of personnel that are here at camp, you know, that are working on everything from safety of camp, right, making sure that all of our facilities are up and running, that we have what we need. We have a great folks that are feeding us, taking care of us. We have communication folks. We have logistic folks. Just all kinds of things that are really coming together to put this team, you know, to have this team function properly. So it really takes a village to be able to support all these folks on the ground. And that's, you know, our main focus is making sure that we are supporting our firefighters, getting them whatever they need, maps, information, and keeping that as up to date as possible. And just always, you know, checking in, updating, making sure that we have the most up to date information. So that we can provide that for our folks that are actually on the ground doing the hard work.
For your role, do you have any idea how long you're going to be working the fire?
Sure. So generally when these teams come out, it's about for a 14-day assignment. And as I mentioned earlier, because we have so many incidents nationally and regionally, you know, we want to make sure that we're not too fatigued. And so generally we'll be here for about 14 days and then a new team will come over. We'll have a transition period and then a new team will take over. And it just kind of rolls like that throughout the season.
So I'm guessing you've done this before. What's it like to be at these camps when you have all this kind of up in the air?
I mean, it definitely can be an interesting experience for sure, but this team, you know, it's like a family here. So we're all looking out for each other. We're all taking care of each other. We're lifting each other up. We're making sure that we're getting everything that we need so that we can be successful.
What are other things people around the Umpqua Valley listening should know about the complex or the effort that's going into these fires?
Sure. I think some of the things that are really important to share with your listeners are that, you know, some of the fires, especially the Pine Bench fire on the along 138, it's pretty visible from the highway. So just making sure that people are being safe going through there, kind of being aware that there's a lot of fire activity slowing down, but not so much that we want to hinder the activity that's happening. So you know, not pulling over and taking pictures of the fire or anything like that. Just kind of keep moving through those areas so that it doesn't become a hazard to our folks that are out there. And just being, you know, situationally aware. There's a lot of moving parts. You know, if we get some of these wind events, things can change. And so just having people have that situational awareness that we, you know, we have a lot of moving parts here. There's a lot of incidents. And just trying to be safe out there and being aware.
Yeah. And obviously a very serious situation and not, you know, essentially not a tourist attraction.
No, I mean, there still are opportunities around Diamond Lake. There's some, you know, some places that are still available. But, yeah, there's also a forest closure. So a lot of those popular hiking trails for the waterfalls along the Umpqua are all closed right now. So just, you know, making sure that you're keeping up with that information. We have our Diamond Complex Facebook page. NCWeb is a great place for information, up-to-date information. We're constantly updating that. The Umpqua National Forest page has the current forest closures, as well as the Douglas County Sheriff's Office will have the up-to-date evacuation. So there's a lot of places that folks can get information about what's happening in the moment.
All right, Molly Allen at the Diamond Complex up by Diamond Lake. Molly, thanks for being on this morning.
Thanks so much for having me.
8:40 at the Morning Report.